Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Season 8 starts this Sunday. It's going to be an epic season. It just keeps getting better and better every year. I keep saying it, but it does. Like, the talent bank has widened. It's going to be incredible. And one of the coaches that is returning this year is Boy George. How are you going, Boy George?
I'm going good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you. This is your third season of The Voice. Am I right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's a fun thing to do. I love to, you know, be around music and listening to people sing. And, you know, you're really trying to just give people some wisdom.
Well, there's no better person to get wisdom from because you're an icon in the music industry and you're doing DJ tours now. Are you going to come up to North Queensland?
Hopefully, but actually I've been DJing since 1979.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm that old school. I can actually, when I say back in the day, I know what it means.
Yeah. So you were DJing before there was computers that did the job.
I still kind of play old school. I mean, I don't use the computer because, you know, it's just, there's no freedom. So it's better just to be freer when you play.
Okay. Tell us, like, in regards to The Voice this year, does anything shock you anymore? Like, are you still surprised when you sit in that big red chair and spin around? Because like you say, it's your third season. Is it still exciting for you? Do you still thrive off the energy of those blind auditions?
Yeah, I think when you hear a beautiful voice, you know, first of all, you know, you love the voice and then you want to know who the person is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And then you turn around and I think one of the other things that I find unbelievable is that, you know, how many people fall for kind of compliments, do you know what I mean? Rather than, you know, sort of constructive advice, they'd rather have someone say, "You're amazing. Oh, I love you. Let's get married. Come on my team." And it's like, that's not helpful. You know what I mean? I want to give them a reality check and say, actually, you know what? You might get a lot of compliments right now, but this ain't going to help you in the real world, you know?
Yeah, well, that's so true. And you're great at giving that constructive criticism. I have always been very intrigued by your hats.
Oh, yeah.
Though, like, I love your hats. They're all incredible, but do you have them made here in Australia? Or if not, how the hell do you ship all of those hats here?
I've got these massive trunks that are, you know, perfect for, you know, carrying hats.
Uh-huh.
But they don't weigh anything. So when you get to the airport, people look at these massive trunks and then you go, I don't really weigh anything. So
oh, that's people, awesome.
I had a funny experience the first season where one of the customs guys opened my hat box and said, "What are these?" And I was like, "You can't be serious, right? I mean, the hats?"
"Yeah, my hats,
darling." And
then
he said, "Are you going to sell them?"
I was like, "Oh, Boy George!
No one else could buy these hats. They're not for sale." But yeah, they travel with me all over the place, and they are a little bit of a liability to get around.
Yeah.
Are they, like, factory-made, or they are custom-made, 100% Boy George originals?
No, they are custom made, but they're made by a sort of a company in London called A Child of the Jago, who is the son of Vivian Westwood. He's got his own fashion brand, and he makes the hats. And they are kind of based on an old Vivian Westwood hat, actually. Mm.
So cool. Oh,
a great spot to see them all is your Instagram. But the other thing I noticed on your Insta is you're a real foodie. Like, all those food pics that you upload, are they meals you've made yourself?
Of course.
Wow.
You know, listen, most people don't even do their own Instagram account. That's like, cook.
I'm somebody shocked.
Somebody said to me a couple of weeks ago, it was really funny, they said, "Where did you get the carrot ribbons from?" And I was like, "From a carrot."
Honestly, see, it's so funny because we spoke to Delta Goodrum not too long ago, and she's just saying anything she cooks, she burns.
Like, yeah, she cannot cook.
She will burn water. So then to go on your Instagram and see, like, this stuff, like, it's definitely Instagram worthy.
Yeah, there's, like, cauliflower soup, which looks
it's
amazing.
It's like chef worthy stuff. I don't know why I'm shocked. I just assume famous people don't cook.
They have chefs.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. I love cooking, and I love to make my own food, and I'd rather make my own food than eat out if I had a choice.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, then you know what you're putting in your body.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
I have to say, there's great food here in Australia. There's great restaurants. There's great produce. You know, it's great.
Boy, George, who eats a lot of carrot from carrots.
I love a carrot.
Yeah, don't we all? Well, we love The Voice. Season 8, you're back for your third season only on Channel 9. Cannot wait. Thank you so much for your time today, George.
Thank you, guys.
Best of luck for the rest of the series. Thanks, mate.
Bye-bye.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.